Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We are in Masechta Kelim. We are in Perek Yud, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. We continue with the discussion of that which we call the case of the Tzamid Pasil. There are certain times the Torah tells us that if you have a Tzamid Pasil, if you have a kli that's protecting something with a sealed cover, the Torah says that may be able to save. So Elu Kelim Atzilim B'Tzamid Pasil, our Mishnah begins by asking which utensils work to protect with the sealed cover. The following are the examples. Clay glolim, if it's made out of dung, or clay avanim, out of stone. Clay adam, if they're made out of clay. Clay cheres, if they're made out of pottery. Clay neser, if they're made out of neser. Atzmos hadag v'oro, the bones of a fish, or the skins of the fish, if you make a clay out of those things. Or atzmos chayesha b'yam v'oro, or if you have the bones of a sea creature, or the skin of a sea creature, and if you have wood utensils that they themselves are tor, matzilin, those things can protect, whether it's from the inside, it can protect when it's on the inside, or whether they're on the side. And by the way, it doesn't matter where the utensil is actually upright in its right position, or whether it's turned on its side. If they were turned upside down, so then they're able to protect the bottom of the utensil, which is now on top, because you flipped it inside out, like upside down like a cup. So that will be able to protect all the way down into the depths. But Rabbi Eliezer says that's not so. He holds that an upside down kli can't save, even if on the bottom it's sealed onto in the ground, because the Torah's language is tzamid pasil alav. It has to have a cover that's sealed on it, not underneath it. That's Rabbi Eliezer's argument, but we don't paskin that way. Al hakol matzilin, they are able to also protect all things. The only exception to that rule is chutz mikli cheres sheina matzil ela ala ochlim ba'ala mashkim ba'al kli cheres. The only thing is if you have a pottery. The pottery only protects food and other types of pottery, but all the other kalim would save from anything that's inside of it once it's all sealed up. And by my makifin, the second mission asks, what do we surround the utensil with to keep it sealed? Besid ube gipsis ube zephis, with plaster or gipsis or pitch or shava or wax. All of those things really form a solid seal. Betit ube soa. You can use mud, excrement, mortar, crushed up shard that's mixed around. As long as it can be smooth to fill in the cracks, the tumah can't go inside. And makifin lo bebatz lo beoferes, you cannot use tin or lead, since mipneishu pasil veino tzamid, it covers but it doesn't seal. And makifin lo bedveilish meinav lo bebatzek shenilosh bemei peros, you also can't use thick. Fat pressed fig, or dough that's kneaded with fruit juice, shalo yivienu lidei psul, because right now it's not tummy, but if liquid falls on either of these two things and becomes mushel lekabel tuma, in which case it would wind up conveying the sense of tuma, which we want to try to avoid. But b'di'evet, if he did it, it would be able to save. Okay, we'll stop here, but as a session, we will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a wonderful, terrific day.